sweet William rose one May morning and dressed himself in blue. We want you to tell us something about the long love between Lady Margaret and you. I know nothing of Lady Margaret's love, I'm sure she don't love me. But tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, Lady Margaret, my bride, shall see. Lady Margaret sat in her own hall door, her combing down her hair. When she saw sweet William coming riding by, bringing his new bride home, she first shoo down her ivory comb, tied up her long yellow hair. And out of the door went this lady gay, to never return anymore. And later that night when William was in bed and most all men was asleep, Lady Margaret's ghost came to sweet William's side and stood at his own bed feet, saying, how do you like your snow white pillow? How do you like your sheet? And how do you like the newfound bride that's laying in your arms asleep? Very well do I like my pillow, better do I like the sheet. But the best one of all is the pretty little girl that's standing at my own bed feet. So early next morning when William awoke and most all men was at work, sweet William said he was troubled in his head by the dream that he dreamed last night. Such dreams I do not like, such dreams they are no good. I dreamed that my hall was filled with wild swine, Lady Margaret was drowning in blood. So he called his comrades to his side, numbered them 1, 2, 3. And the last one of them, go and tell my bride, Lady Margaret, I've gone to sea. He rode till he came to Lady Margaret's hall, pulled all on the ring. There's none so ready as Lady Margaret's brother for to rise and let him in. Now is she in the garden, he said, or yet into the hall? Or is she in the upper parlor, among them ladies all? She neither is in the garden, he said, nor yet into the hall. But yonder she lies in her cold coffin, with her pale face turned to the wall. Lady Margaret was buried in the old churchyard, William lay anigh her, and out of her grave grew a red, red rose, and out of his a briar. They grew around the old church tower, till they could grow no higher. They met and they twined in a true lover's knot, the red rose around the bride.